step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Welcome to the Sounders FC Postmatch Show on Seattle Sports Radio 950 KJR. Sounders FC Soccer is brought to you by Michelob Ultra. 95 calories and 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. The Sounders FC Postmatch Show starts now.
13 matches into the 2021 season, your Sounders have 8 wins, 5 draws, 0, count them, 0 losses on the season. No team in Major League Soccer history has ever done that. 13 unbeaten to start a campaign. Your Sounders do it, and Raul Ruiz Diaz puts the exclamation point on the 2-0 win.
Montero, and now there's a bit of space for Brad Smith. Raul Ruiz Diaz inside the penalty area. The cross towards Raul Ruiz Diaz! The icing on the cake for the Sounders! You just knew he was going to get one more chance, and Ruiz Diaz wraps up the points! 2-0, and a new MLS record to start the season. The Sounders are unbeaten in 13.
And with that, the win puts them at 29 points through these 13 games. That is atop Major League Soccer, back there on top of the Western Conference, back atop the Supporter Shield standings. Oh, what fun it is here at Lumen Field. Jackson Felt, Danny Jackson, and Pete Fuhn to break it all down. Danny, what more can you say? They got the clean sheet, they got a couple goals, a nice exclamation point at the end, a great win for this team.
Yeah, you know, very efficient performance, I think. First half, carved up a lot of chances, couldn't quite get on the... get the ball in the back of the net. In the second half, you know, two quality goals, both from deliveries. We talked about balance on the right, balance on the left in pregame. Well, first goal comes from Alex Roldan. Nice slid pass into Kellen Rowe to a front post run. Nice finish. And the same thing on the left-hand side. Ball gets played to Brad Smith. Great quality cross in that soft area between goalkeeper and last line of defense. We always talk about that's the worst area to defend. And if the run's good and well-timed like it was with Raul, it finishes and it all has to do is direct it in the back of the net. And so, you know, it was kind of a game of two halves. Yes, the goals in the second half, but it was really more about being efficient in the second half, defending well, other than one or two pop shots. Steph Cleveland didn't have too much to do. The back three plus Steph were a little bit cleaner in the second half. I felt like, I think Danny Leiva got into the game more as time went on. João Paulo was as influential today as he has been in any game this season. He was all over the field, both with the ball, without the ball, making tackles, protecting the ball. And I thought Freddie and Raul played really well together. I think those two played off each other. One went long, one went played short. They didn't kind of play in the same zones. They played in separate areas. And that separation allowed Kellen Rowe to do what he did so well today, is take on the baton of Christian Roldan and make runs. We talked about it in pregame. Who's going to open up the field? Who's going to allow some of our more technical players to get on the ball? That only happens if the game and the field is made bigger. We played with good width, we played with good length, and that allowed the players in the middle of the park to get on the ball, Pete, and make the game happen.
I loved it. Freddie and Raul together, good players read each other, and you would hope that they would be like this, and after 13 games especially, but you're right. Balance and opportunity. One moves one way, one moves the other, and for the defense of Houston, you never knew who was going to pop up in which spaces. And then you add Kellen Rowe to that mix. He ran off really well. You look at it now, it's 6 shutouts in 13 games. They've only given up 8 goals, right? I think Orlando gave up 2 today, so now that puts them at 9 again, so they lead the league in that regard. And now where are they at? They're at 23 goals for. And they're really, what is so impressive to me is the list of players that are not on the field. And one sitting in the press box next to us helping call the game, right? And now they get a 9-day break. Hopefully they get 2 or 3 of those guys back. It's businesslike today to me, Danny and Jackson. I felt like it was just a businesslike. It wasn't perfect all the time, but you knew they were going to get it, right? And Brad Smith's quality cross, yeah, right? And on that one, it's one of those where he could have gone to the corner, right? But it was on, and he's good enough, and he knew he could execute. and Rule wants it. We have 10 different goal scorers when you add Kellen Rowe now and Alex from the last one. 10 different goal scorers, Danny, right? And that's what you and Rule with 10 of those goals.
You know, we talked about in preseason, certainly in the first pregame before the first game, talk about Kellen Rowe, some of the additions of Freddie Montero. What's their role going to be this year? And I think through just attrition, right, players being out, players like Freddie, players like Kellen have really stepped up and been really influential in this team. Kellen's played as a sitting player in the three. He's played certainly as a number 10 today, a roaming number 10. He's played out wide at times as well. He's one of those versatile squad players that you want. And, you know, Brad Evans was always so good at that, could play a variety of different positions and play them really well. What I was looking at as well was Brian and his substitutions. You know, we talk about man management, game management, when's he going to make subs? Well, we know with the players that you mentioned are missing, there's not that much breadth and not that much depth on the bench. But he picked them wisely. He waited, didn't push the subs too early, allowed the players to really push it out, made a couple of tactical subs at the end. Danny Laver looked like his legs were getting a little leggy and heavy towards the end of the game. He made a sub with a 10, so he was now getting more minutes under his young legs. And then Brad Smith obviously is a great player to bring on with the ability to stretch the game up and down after what I think was a really quality performance by Jimmy Madranda. Again, he consistently comes in, has a nice left foot. I think Wade talked about technically he's really one of the best in the squad. Now he's starting to show it. Last year, injuries, not playing many minutes. This year, he's getting his chance and he's taking it really well. Every game he's played, he's contributed to something in the offensive half of the field, and he works up and down the field. And I think Brian's going to be proud not just of his players, but I think of the club itself, the depth, the young kids coming in. It's an exciting thing, as you mentioned, Jackson, to celebrate the milestone of most unbeaten games.
It absolutely is. Seattle Sounders with a 2-0 win tonight over Houston here at Lumen Field. It was the first full capacity crowd game here of the Sounders season's first full capacity game, and there are not vaccination requirements. Anybody who wanted to come in and get a seat in this building could today. It was outstanding to see people. The boom boom clap that went on in the 86th minute was kind of gave chills down your spine. It was beautiful to see. So they all are going home happy, the Sounders fans are, from this 2-0 victory. And while we have a couple seconds here, you know, we're talking so much about the youth and the role players and these guys, and it's funny, we had Garth Lagerwey, the Sounders general manager and president of soccer, on the show, Sounders Weekly, yesterday. And one thing that he and I spoke at length about was wanting to reward the guys that are on this club. And you look at what happened last year and the dynamics of that, where three got pillars of this team who led the team to two championships in Gustav Svensson, Calvin Leerdam, and Jovan Jones. And they all exit. So, you know, in an off season where you can't do that much scouting, and you really have to pick your pieces here and there in terms of financially what you can do and with the roster what you can do, you bring in a guy like Kellen Rowe who wanted to be here, and he's a Federal Way native. You bring him on. Freddie Montero, we all know he has a coffee shop up in Ravenna, and you bring him onto the team because he wants to play here in the United States, and it just makes sense to bring him back. And then you make sure to bring the guys back, like a Madranda, like a Bruin. You know, the list goes on and on. Alec, it really does. This long list of guys. Shane O'Neill, who was in the booth right next to us for this game, unfortunately injured today, but he has played many good minutes. The job that the front office has done to rely on the guys who have been here, who know what it's like to be here and what it means to be a Sounder, and then to bring in those key role players as we're talking about. And then also say, all right, young kids, you've been moving up through the system. Now is your time, Josh Atencio. Now is your time, Danny Leyva. Put in a good shift from us. It's a credit to the front office. It's a credit to Brian Schmetzer, the entire coaching staff, Pete, that they have just gotten the most. And it really kind of culminates. It sort of makes sense that despite all these injuries, 8-0-5, and they have made all the right moves at all the right places to get them to this spot with these guys.
I talked to Shane O'Neill yesterday in the parking lot after training, and I said, it's probably really fun to come to this place and get your career kind of back where you want it to be. And he said, yeah. He says, you walk in here and there's a different expectation. There's a different professionalism. There's a different mindset.
It's a culture.
It's the culture. And Jimmy Madranda is another one that you can say that. And then, honestly, when you're saying that, I think that Brian wasn't as motivated to bring up the Leyvas and the Josh Atencio, but to his credit, he's willing to try, and he's willing to empower young players to take their best. He did it with Christian Roldan when he took over as head coach. And so those guys walk in and, you know, talking to them, and they're 18 and 19 years old, Danny, and they're like men, and they are professional, and they are not they're not happy with where they are today, right? They bought into a club that gives them some responsibility, and they've accepted the responsibility. So I agree with you. You got to give going and mining some of these guys, and we've seen, you know, Abdul Salam come in last year, and it wasn't going to work. Pete Carroll does it with the Seahawks. They find guys that, hey, come here, be a part of our culture, elevate your game, get it to its highest use, you know, and highest place. And they've done it. And then bringing in the young guys, Danny, I mean, that's what clubs all around the world do. They have to do that.
And it's unique what I believe this club has. You know, really, case any other sport that I can think of, I'm trying to kind of wrap my brain for franchises that have so much consistency in the foundation of the message, right? Brian Schmetzer started here in the 80s. I guarantee the message that he heard in the dressing room about what the Sounders was and how you should approach every game, every practice, on and off the field, was consistent to what I heard from Brian back in the 2000s playing here. And guarantee it's probably consistent to the message that he delivers his players, you know, before, during, and after games as well. There's not many franchises that have that grounding foundation of message and of people that can deliver that message. And I think that's really important. The other interesting thing, when I look at this squad right now, you talk about harmony in the dressing room. We had this conversation about players who comes in the shop window in the summer. It's always been a successful time for the front office to bring players in. It's always that balancing act between, you know, who do you need now, who do you need for the future. And you've got to give credit where credit's due. To your point about front office, they've made that decision, and often enough they've hit it well, starting with Brian Schmetzer in the summer of 16, and Ladero and Rui Diaz, and when Dempsey came in, it just goes on and on and on.
Obafemi.
It's going to be interesting to see what they do, because yes, right now they are suffering from who they can put on in terms of the depth. But they have a stack of players who are going to come back at some point soon. They've got to manage the budget and the salary cap. And then who do you need to plug in and where? Because, you know, you just don't go pick some guy off the street to place him, you know, put a DP tag on him, pay him a bunch of money. Because the question is, what do they need right now?
Yeah.
And I think patience, this group of players, to your point about getting rewarded, these group of players should be rewarded by Brian believing in them and keep pushing, keep getting results, and then you plug one or two more guys back into that mix, and you have depth on the bench. It's going to be really interesting. Come August, come, you know, beginning of September, how this squad, if at all, changes. Is it going to be players coming back from injury off that list, Pete, that you keep writing down and checking, or is it going to be one or two new faces? Sometimes you need some new face and new blood, but sometimes you need consistency.
Well, and those new faces might just be returning.
Right.
Yeah, they might already be
like
here.
Like a new signing, right?
But instead of being in a polo shirt at the game, they're in a jersey. So, you know, we talk about that history and that culture. I was thinking about Sean Henderson, Jao Paulo, when they scouted him and they went and visited with him, and he knew about the Seahawks. He knew about the city. He wanted to bring his family here. So, people, this is a destination now as the club goes on and gains more history. For players around the world. They've got 7 scouts. The Seattle Sounders have 7 scouts around the world. And then the other part is the day before the 2019 MLS Cup final, there were a bunch of Seattle Sounder alumni and coaches all together. And Brian, you know, the mayor was here, Jenny Durkin was here, and they did the photo shoot, but he wanted to be with the group. And I'm certain that the players on the current roster look and go, who are all those guys? Who's that 25 guys in that picture that coaches with?
Hobbling across the field.
Exactly. Yeah.
Where I was part of that
old
group.
Yeah. Where are those old Limping. People? Yeah. And it was, and you know, I've seen some of the people have used that photo a lot, but those players know, in addition to playing for the fans here, a loyal group of fans, they're playing for history, and it's their turn to carry the torch. And now they add this, and in the locker room, Brian, you know this, Danny Bryan's going to go, yeah, it's great, great. He expects it, right? And they expect to be that first team. So yeah, they take it, throw it behind them, and it's on. They get a 9-day break, and now it's on to the next one.
Well, there's really no team in professional sports like the Sounders right now. 4 title games in 5 years, 2 championships, and
We're off to an amazing start here this season. 8-0-5 after a 2-0 win tonight over the Houston Dynamo at Lumen Field. And when your Sounders win at home, you can now score deals on Zulily.com. With tonight's 2-0 win over the Houston Dynamo FC, Zulily is giving you 20% off your next purchase. Shop now with code SFCWIN8574. That's SFCWIN8574. The offer is good for 24 hours after the match. Some restrictions apply. We'll get a break. We'll come back, talk a little bit more about this match. We have our Emerald Queen Casino play of the match. Which goal do we have to choose from? We'll have to figure that out in the break. And then, of course, we'll preview the Sounders' next match, which is going to be a week from Sunday in Minnesota. More coming up on Sports Radio 950.
74-13.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
You're listening to the home of Sounders FC. Seattle Sports Radio 950. KJR.
That's right. Taking care of business because the Sounders took care of business tonight here at Lumen Field. Final score 2-0 over the Houston Dynamo. In case you're just joining us, that makes it 13 unbeaten now to start the season. They're 8-0-5. No team in Major League Soccer history in the 26 years of this league's history has ever gone 13 unbeaten to start a season. 34 matches total, so a long way to go for your Sounders, but a very, very good start. And it's now time for the Emerald Queen Casino play of the match. After a short discussion, we're choosing the game winner. It's Raul Ruiz Diaz with the exclamation point.
Montero, and now there's a bit of space for Brad Smith. Raul Ruiz Diaz inside the penalty area. The cross, the walls, Raul Ruiz Diaz! The icing on the cake for the Sounders! You just knew he was going to get one more chance, and Ruiz Diaz wraps up the points! 2-0, and a new MLS record to start the season. The Sounders are unbeaten in 13.
The play of the match is presented by Emerald Queen Casino, the official casino partner of Sounders FC. And that goal comes from Brad Smith there on the left wing, and it was Jimmy Madronda who got the start. And we talked a little bit in that first segment about the good game that Jimmy Madronda had. And you know, you loved that competition. We were talking about Pete Carroll. You mentioned him there in that first segment. And you love having that competition, building on that left side, having two guys push each other to be better. Well, now you look across the field with, we mentioned so many guys out with injuries, and Christian Roldan on international duty. Alex Roldan is now going to be joining El Salvador. So you look at these positions where guys can keep push each other, and you're kind of like, all right, who's pushing the guys now with so many different guys out? I look at the lineup right now with Alex Roldan with El Salvador. Who slides in at right wing back? What do you do with this formation now that Alex Roldan goes away?
One thought is Nuhu comes back in. Madronda stays on the left and Brad Smith goes to the right.
Yeah?
I don't think that the young guys, when we look at the bench, I don't think Intencio, Baker, Whiting, Double Air, I don't think those guys are wing players. So you might have to be a little inverted, put a lefty on the right-hand side. It's not uncommon. Or maybe it's Kellen Rowe, I don't think, has the engine to take that spot, Danny. I don't think he can get up and down the field as much. I think the Roldans, both of them, have a great engine. So I don't know. My first thought is plug and play and put Brad Evans on the right.
Positionally, it would
right.
work. I'm not quite sure if I remember Brad Smith ever using his right foot. I mean, honestly.
The scouting report would say take him to his right.
Throw everything to the right and let him pass the ball. Yeah. I think you're right. I think Kellen Rowe may not have the engine, but he may have the experience just to slide in, and you have to adjust maybe in front. And if you play a 3-5-2, maybe you load up that right side again. But you're right. I think that's going to be the problem. I was just looking at the stats as we were getting on. I think Alex has started every single game. And I would say plus or minus, he's almost played every single minute. I think he came off shortly.
He's come off a couple of times.
With 8 minutes to go, exactly. And there's not much. But, hey, Brian's got, over a week now to work this out. It's obviously been in his plans. I guarantee it's on his board in his office. What's that plug? Because of all positions on this field, that's really the only position that I can think, when I look at this starting lineup, that doesn't have a natural, let's call it an experienced-ish MLS player to slide in. I think you're right, Pete. I mean, maybe Brad does a job there. you know, what are you going to get from him? Yeah, you know. It's going to be interesting. I don't think they're going to change formations.
Okay.
I don't think they'll change formations. You know, you just don't do that at this point in time. You know, unless you are absolutely grasping for air here, you stick with the three and you try and plug one guy. You don't change 11 players for one.
Because that was going to be the next thought is with Will Bruin's injury, now you're down to Freddie Montero and Rui Diaz and then Alfonso Campo Chavez is that third forward. But let's be honest here, Alfonso Campo Chavez is a young kid. He's no Will Bruin. So you look at that, and with the forward depth now taking a hit, do you go back to the 4-2-3-1 just for a little bit, and that would allow you to potentially shift guys into a little bit easier spots then? But no, you're saying...
You have the same issue. You know, on the right-hand side, the way this team plays in the 4-2-3-1, the width has to come from the outsides, and you still need to press a guy forward. I look at that back three. Yamar's no right back, right? He could probably do a decent job, but you're playing basically a flat three with an outside left
Sissoko,
player.
Maybe?
Yeah, no.
I'm not grasping for straws
no,
here.
I think you stick with a three, you fill in one player, and you build around him. We talked about when Sissoko came in, you build experience around him. You stick a Brad Smith and an Ariak. I think Shane O'Neill actually played that first game with Sissoko, and you just kind of overload the support.
Right.
I think you just make sure you just, hey, again, simple message, keep it simple, don't expect too much, plug and play, and then fill in with 10 guys in a formation that's working well right now.
Well, Brian has about 10 days to figure that out because the next match is actually going to be against Minnesota here coming up, and the Rave Green are back in action next Sunday, a week from this Sunday, July 18th, when they head on the road to face Minnesota United FC. You can watch the 11 a.m. contest on ESPN, or, of course, I encourage you to listen right here on Sports Radio 950 KJR AM and the iHeartRadio app, and for Spanish language, check out El Rey 1360. Next Sunday's match broadcast is brought to you by Verizon. Upgrade your phone, upgrade your network. This is 5G built right. We'll take a break, talk a little bit about that match, take a look at the MLS scoreboard right now. Raul Ruiz Diaz, with his goal, reached 10 goals. That tied Chicharito for the top spot in Major League Soccer with 10. Well, LA is playing right now. They lead 2-0. Does Chicharito have one of those goals? You will find out next on Sports Radio 950.com.
You're listening to the home of Sounders FC, Seattle Sports Radio 950, KJR.
Tonight here at Lumen Field, Sounders with a 2-0 win over Houston Dynamo FC. Now 13 unbeaten to start the season, first team in Major League Soccer to do that. Some scores from around Major League Soccer. How about this? The New England Revolution, who are at the top of the table in the Eastern Conference, they are hosting Toronto FC right now, statistically the worst team in Major League Soccer. Toronto go into New England and get a win, 3-2. One of the most improbable
things.
Weren't
they up 3-0?
They were up 3-0, and they almost made it 4-0 in the first half. New England got a couple back, but yeah, MLS going to MLS on that one. New York City FC fall in Montreal 2-1. Chicago Fire, another upset here. They beat Orlando City at home 3-1. Austin FC, they lose at home to LAFC 2-0. LAFC gets the win there. Also, you have in progress right now, Real Salt Lake is up on Vancouver Whitecaps FC 1-0. That match being played, Vancouver is the home team. It's being played at Rio Tinto in Salt Lake. So, yeah, Vancouver continues their interesting start to that season, of course, since their home is in Utah. And then what we tease there, Los Angeles Galaxy hosting FC Dallas. LA Galaxy up 2-0 right now. Neither of the goals are by Chicharito, and that means Rory Diaz with the goal tonight that made it 2-0. Well, that equals the top spot in MLS. Both Rui Diaz and Chicharito have 10 goals right now. And the final result from tonight is Colorado beating the Seattle Sounders' next opponent, Minnesota United FC, 2-0. Colorado beats Minnesota. And going into tonight, Minnesota was unbeaten in their last seven matches, 4-0-3. They lost the first four games of the year, but since May 8th, they had not lost. And tonight, they do finally lose. So, you know, Pete, it's going to be a little bit of a break here. The Sounders don't play this weekend. That match is coming up on Sunday, July 18th at 11 a.m. in Minnesota. For Brian Schmetzer, it's an opponent that the Sounders saw in their very first game so long ago, of course, many, many months ago. So what's the messaging to these guys with the weekend off?
I think he keeps it simple on this one. I think he says, congratulations, way to find a way to get the win. It's great we got to the mark. 13 games without a loss. That's great. Now go take care of your bodies. They'll probably take a couple of days off. In their last break, I think they had 5 days off. I think it'll be shorter on this one. I don't think he's going to talk about what's coming up, except to say, hey, listen, when we come back, we've got games on July 18th, 22nd, July 25th, July 31st. That's 4 games in 14 days. We'll figure out how we're going to do it. Go get some rest, take care of your body, and when you come back, be ready that we're going to go through a little bit of a grind. And we expect to do the same that we've done thus far.
Well, as Brian Schmetz, the man management comes in, right? They'll likely come in tomorrow, shake it out, you know, get some stretches in, kind of loosen it up. The guys that didn't play, maybe get a couple of runs, knowing, to your point, Pete, I think you were kind of adding up those games off air. You know, there's a lot coming up, and Brian's already kind of in planning mode for that. Make sure these guys are in tip-top shape, both the guys who have played a lot of minutes the last 2 games and the guys who probably will have to contribute something in the next couple of weeks. So, you know, Minnesota, like you said, they rebounded very well. They had a great season last year. Adrian Heath's a good, solid coach. He's been around the league a few times now, building franchise back up. I think Reynoso looked a really good player when he played here. Alonso continues to get good minutes alongside Grey Goose, who's a good, quality MLS player now. So, you know, it's going to be a little bit of, manage it, figure it out the right-hand side like we talked about, and continue just to kind of grind it out because, you know, if you can get to the end of July with, you know, in a similar position, add some points, grind out a couple of results on the road, get your home stand in. Now that you got fans in the stadium, which was wonderful to see, you know, at the end of the game. Yeah. And, you know, everything was, I think it was just a great game for everyone involved. Get that record, get fans in the stadium. The players seemed to enjoy it. Brian Schmetz had a smile on his face in the 92nd minute after the second goal went in. So, you know, job well done. You're right. Brian Schmetz will deliver that message. Make sure the guys are ready because he's been here, done that many, many times. And he knows the players well enough now to know what they need, and that's the most important thing.
And here comes the grind. It will be a grind here as we get into mid to late July here with those 3 matches in that 8-day stretch coming up. It'll be Minnesota United FC 11 a.m. on Sunday, July 18th. That's the Sounders' next match. And then back here at Lumen Field, the next home match is going to be July 25th. And Sounder fans, single match tickets for the remainder of the 2021 regular season are on sale now. Don't miss your chance to catch some of the best matches of the year in person, including the highly anticipated doubleheader match day featuring both OL Reign and Sounders FC taking on their Portland rivals. Also, you can get tickets to the Sounders' next home match at Sporting Kansas City on July 25th. Visit soundersfc.com/tickets to learn more. So, the grind is coming. It's going to be coming soon, but this weekend's off so the guys can rest their bodies and get ready for Minnesota on the 18th. Well, thank you to everybody who stayed tuned. Thank you to everybody with the broadcast tonight. Curtis back in the studio. Terry here on site. Pete Fung and Danny Jackson, the best in the business. My name is Jackson Felds. On behalf of everybody, thank you so much for staying tuned. Back here at Lumen Field, the Sounders make Major League Soccer history, the first team in MLS history to go 13 matches unbeaten to start a season. They're 8-0-5 after a 2-0 win over Houston. We will talk to you for that match on the 18th against Minnesota. Sounders Weekly next Tuesday here on KJR. We'll preview that match a bit more. But thanks so much for listening, and we'll talk to you soon, everybody.
You've been listening to the Sounders FC Postmatch Show on Seattle Sports Radio 950 KJR. Sounders FC Soccer is brought to you by Verizon. Upgrade your phone. Upgrade your network. This is 5G built right. Tune in Sunday, July 18th, when Seattle Sounders FC face Minnesota United at 11 a.m.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.